Everything that feminism, you know, claimed forever, you know, men and women are physically and mentally equal. Anything you can do, I can do better. All of it's come to fruition here. And guess what? They're complaining about it.
Yep.
You brought it on yourselves, ladies. I'm sorry.
Listen, if your daughter loses her scholarship because the trans man, because he's got bigger bones, bigger muscles, bigger heart,
bigger lung capacity,
her, and she loses that scholarship, you.
Yep.
When all of this was going on, you didn't say anything. Now you get what you voted for. Fuck off.
Amen to that. In fact, I think that qualifies for one of these.
I'm fucking sick and tired of being the police force for the entire fucking world. All of Europe has enjoyed their security and safety because America has spent trillions of fucking dollars to basically bolster the defenses of Europe. Okay. And NATO and the UN were put together to stop conflict within Europe, and they are dropping the fucking ball by the numbers here and proving that they should not fucking exist.
Yep.
We should not be sending them our tax dollars and our fucking young men and our equipment to protect them if they're going to drop the ball and not follow the first mandate, which is to keep peace in Europe. Fuck the UN and fuck NATO. Yeah! All right, I am getting some horrific intel from individuals who are working for the military and doing recruiting.
Yep.
They are not beating their numbers. They're coming down the pipe with crazy enlistment bonuses and reenlistment bonuses to keep people in. And it's not working. Whole staffs. Like, we're talking majors, lieutenant colonels, who are the staff for colonels and generals, have, because those guys are either at 20 or over 20 years, have dropped their fucking paperwork. So guess what? In 6 months to a year, the military is going to have a huge drop in their professional people, the smart people, and the people who make shit fucking happen. It is fucking ugly. And we have no one else to blame but Biden the faggot. Well, we shipped our jobs overseas, mainly started in the 70s. Like, our steel industry, gone. They call it a rust belt for a reason.
Yep.
Textile industry, gone. Any other type of manufacturing, gone. And we've done it by allowing all of the tariffs to fall to the wayside, where it is cheaper to mine ore here in America, transport it to one of the two coasts, put it on a huge tanker, send it across the ocean to get unloaded, taken to a foundry, turned into steel, and then put back in a boat, put across the ocean, unloaded at our ports. That is fucked up. It should not be allowed to happen.
Yep.
That is horse shit. And all of those people who are going to these fast food places, like, I need a living wage. Well, guess what? All of the jobs that provided a living wage were shipped over fucking seas by Democrats and Republicans,
yep,
who are both fucking corrupt, and nobody said shit. So fuck you. Now, this is anecdotal here. I've communicated with a lot of drill sergeants over the past decade. And one of the things that has been consistent across all of their bitching is the quality of the soldiers coming in now is atrocious. They show up with Xbox bodies, which means at 18, when you show up for the military, you have the body of a 40-year-old. They have people going through the training who are breaking pelvises, breaking hips, and breaking legs because there's not enough fucking calcium in the bones to survive or deal with the pounding that the military training puts upon you. Okay? That needs to be done, that needs to be fixed at the ground level, and it's, and it has, in the past, it was fixed because they came from a nuclear family where they had a man in the house to say, guess what? Put the Xbox fucking down, quit stuffing your fucking face, little fatty, and get out and join a sport and do some goddamn fucking PT, because you might need it later on in life.
Watch Gruntspeak live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.